Last year, we heard about the new laws in Saudi Arabia. Women can drive now legally, but yeah, of course, without they can't drive it without a man's permission.
Ja, Reem, wie sieht's denn jetzt da aus? Willst du uns vielleicht ein bisschen was erzählen, wie die Situation für Frauen in Saudi-Arabien ist?
So, in 2018, in 24 June, Saudi Arabia had left the ban on women's driving. And three weeks before that, the Saudi government arrested 18 women rights activists. Those women didn't have the right to demonstrate in public, asking for their rights. So they launched a campaign in the social media by tweeting under the hashtag Stop Male Guardianship, hashtag Stop Enslaving Saudi Women, and also a hashtag called Saudi Women to Drive. So those activists from Saudi Arabia are still right now in jail. They had long time fighted for women rights in their home country, focusing mainly on the basic human rights such as lifting the women's driving ban on male guardianship and domestic abuse. On the 1st of March, Saudi public prosecution issued a statement referring to the women activists arrested for undertaking, I quote, coordinating and organized activists that aim to undermine the kingdom's security, stability and national unity. They will face charges and the prosecution in the process of referring them for a trial. On the other hand, Saudi government has created an app, which is provided by Google Store and Apple Store, the app called AppShare. On all purpose, the app, which is interact with the state, offers featuring, which allows Saudi women to guarantee and control the travel permission for women, and to set up SMS alerts when women are using their own passport. More big business siding with Saudi Arabian patriarchy regime, such as Google or Apple. They had rejected all the call to remove the app from its app store. The companies told that the app to control women in Saudi Arabia does not violate its term of service.
Frauen dürfen also jetzt Auto fahren in Saudi-Arabien. Die Aktivistinnen hinter der Kampagne für die Abschaffung des Autofahrverbots wurden alle ohne Prozess ins Gefängnis gesteckt. Die Regierung von Saudi-Arabien hat bekannt gegeben, dass die Aktivistinnen Landesverräterinnen sind und eine Bedrohung des Staates. Was noch dazu kommt? Es gibt seit Mai 2018 eine App, mit der die Männer in Saudi-Arabien ihre Frauen kontrollieren können. Auf Anfrage haben Google und Apple nur bekannt gegeben, dass es nicht ihre Nutzungsbedingungen verletzt. Wir haben wohl also immer noch eine Welt, in der die Gewinnoptimierung über Frauenrechten steht.